listener production. Newton John dies aged 73. Barilaro the victim in job stoush. $600 million splurge defied caretaker norms. And Saudi sisters denied visas before their deaths. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and here's your news headlines for today, Tuesday, August 9. Number 1. New tax office data has shed light on the wealthiest suburbs in Australia, 60 millionaires who paid no tax, and the sectors that benefited the most from JobKeeper. The tax office has released a tranche of new data based on the tax returns of almost 15 million Australians for 2019 to 2020. Analysis of the data by the Australia Institute reveals there are 60 Australians who earned more than $1 million yet did not pay any tax income, down from 66 the year before. On average, the individuals earned $3.5 million, but their taxable income dropped to zero after claiming deductions, such as for managing tax affairs. The median taxable income across Australia was $48,381, with men earning considerably more than women, at $56,746, compared to $41,724. Australia's highest earning area by postcode was WA's Cottesloe and Peppermint Grove, with an average taxable income of $325,343. Regional New South Wales postcodes of Gurley, Burren Junction, Drildool, Nowley, and Boomie had the lowest, with negative average taxable incomes, likely due to farming losses. The data also covered JobKeeper spending, with the single largest recipient being Victoria's cafe, restaurant, and takeaway food service sector, with shared $1.6 billion to support up to 60,616 people. Number 2. Four-time Grammy winner and star of Grease, Olivia Newton-John, has died at the age of 73. The British-born Australian performer passed away peacefully in her ranch in Southern California on Monday, according to a social media post by her husband, John Easterling. Newton-John rose to global fame with an illustrious musical career that included 5 number one hits on the US charts, such as Physical. Her 4 Grammy Awards included Record of the Year in 1974 when she competed at the 1974 Eurovision contest with the track Long Live Love. Newton-John's fame reached a crescendo with her starring role as Sandy in the 1978 movie Grease, for which she earned a Golden Globe nomination. Number 3. John Barilaro has defended his controversial appointment to a US trade role, with the former New South Wales Deputy Premier telling a state parliamentary inquiry he wished he, quote, never had applied. Barilaro claimed he was a victim, not the perpetrator, of the compromise aspects of the application process that helped him win the role, which he has since relinquished. He rejected the, quote, disgusting slur that he fast-tracked a cabinet submission about trade roles so he could apply for the position. He denied he was in a relationship with the media advisor Jennifer Lugston when he recommended her for the role at Investment New South Wales shortly before the role was advertised. Number 4. New analysis reveals the Morrison government splurged $587 million on grants during the federal election campaign in defiance of caretaker conventions. The Morrison government spent the equivalent of $600,000 an hour on hundreds of grants across the 6-week election campaign, breaking caretaker norms. Many of the announcements were made and promoted in the media before grants were even approved, including 2 large grants in Townsville, approved 2 weeks after they were reported. Among the grants were 38 separate aged care packages, totaling $6.7 million for the 3 publicly listed aged care providers, Arcare, Regis, and Estia. And number 5. 2 Saudi sisters, found dead in their beds in their Sydney apartment, had been rejected by Australia for permanent protection visas. One of the sisters, understood to be 23-year-old Amal Abdullah Al-Sali, applied for the visa on the basis that she was a lesbian, but was denied it because she could not describe the gay events she went to in Sydney in sufficient detail. The other sister, reported to be 24-year-old Asra Abdullah Al-Sali, applied on the grounds that she was an atheist, but was unable to provide sufficient evidence to support the application. The sisters applied for the subclass 866 Protection Visa, which is for individuals who arrived in Australia on a valid visa and are seeking asylum. Those who knew the pair, who fled Saudi Arabia in 2017, say they were reportedly afraid of a male relative and believe there was a private investigator following them. That's it for Post today, Tuesday, August 9. Don't forget to subscribe to Post, News in 5, here in the Listener app, as well as to The Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.